This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Twitterverse exploded last week with news that Ridley Scott's new movie, Exodus, set in ancient Egypt, had all white actors in the lead roles. Whitewashing has a long history in American movies, from Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra to more recent controversies like Johnny Depp as Tonto in The Lone Ranger. It's not just the film industry that has a problem. It's live theater, too. For over 20 years, one local theater company has made diversity their prime focus. KALW's Jen Chien spent time backstage and brings us this story.
Tonight, we're going to run Act 1, seats 1, 2, and 3.
In the garage of a house in San Francisco's Excelsior District, two men sit at a table playing checkers.
Ha! King me! King me! Now, let me beat you again, checker champ.
No, you cheat, old man.
In the space where a car would normally go is a stage set. The table and chairs, a desk, a beat-up blue couch, and an old-fashioned payphone hanging from a wall.
Car service. Where? Be right there. Blue car.
This is a rehearsal of Jitney by preeminent black playwright August Wilson. The play is set in 1970s Pittsburgh and focuses on a group of gypsy cab drivers in a working-class black neighborhood where regular cabs refuse to go. Jitney is part of Wilson's celebrated 10-play Pittsburgh cycle, which captures 100 years of African-American life through each decade of the 20th century. Jitney is a production of multi-ethnic theater. It's a troupe with a strong sense of mission.
To provide opportunities for actors of color and women that traditional theater does not normally provide.
That's company founder and director Lewis Campbell. Most of the actors he works with are actors of color. Campbell himself is white. The idea for multi-ethnic theater started back in the 70s when Campbell was teaching at Mission High School. He wanted to produce a play called Fuente Ovejuna by a Spanish contemporary of Shakespeare.
And I decided that I would do it in both English and Spanish, so I needed actors who could do both.
That wasn't as easy as it sounds. Campbell had to go to the soccer team to find actors who spoke both languages. The play was a success, eventually touring to other schools and colleges. Campbell named this new theater group Ethnic Theater Workshop.
And one day a student stopped me in the halls. He was a white student. And he asked me, "Hey, Mr. Campbell, I'd like to be a part of your theater program, but am I ethnic?" And I looked at him and I said, "Am I ethnic?" I said, "Yeah, we're both ethnic." So from then on, I changed the name to Multi-Ethnic Theater.
As a high school teacher, Campbell honed his skills at diversifying multi-ethnic theater's productions. When he retired, he brought those ideas to adult actors at the Gough Street Playhouse.
There is no such thing as colorblind casting because you cannot close your eyes when you audition actors. But you can do color creative casting, which means rethinking roles so that roles normally assigned to men can be played by women, and roles traditionally assigned to an all-white cast can be done by a multi-ethnic cast.
Car service.
While most of the troupe's productions have featured actors from multiple ethnicities, Jitney features an all-black cast.
And I was asked by one of my white actors, "Do you balance the season with a play by an all-white cast?" And my answer to that is no, because our mission is to provide opportunities where they don't exist. And there are plenty of opportunities for white actors.
There are simply not enough roles for African Americans, I feel.
That's Stuart Elwin Hall. He plays Sheely, one of the drivers in Jitney.
"I don't be putting nobody's business in the street. First thing you know, somebody got killed talking about Sheely said. I ain't gonna have that on my conscience. I don't know nothing."
Hall has been a theater actor for close to 40 years. After all that time, he's still frustrated by how few black plays get produced.
I was speaking with another member of the cast a couple of days ago, And we both agree, if we hear Raising the Sun one more time, we're going to scream.
She wasn't the one, huh?
Nah, she wasn't the one. Thought she was. But then, I think Rosie done put a curse on me. She don't want me to have no other woman.
Hall first worked with director Lewis Campbell 4 years ago on another August Wilson play.
I thought at the time that it would be difficult for someone of Caucasian descent to understand what it is, to understand the thought processes behind African-American drama.
This is your one time in life to ask me for something.
And to be able to understand it in a way that's not sounding like someone from National Geographic looking at, you know, at black folks and, oh, look at these primitive folks, you know, and they do theater too, sort of thing.
Since those first days, he's come around. But that doesn't mean cultural differences don't exist.
I've found that we've had to educate Lewis from time to time as to why we do certain things or why our character would do certain things, because it is specifically, to echo a much earlier term, it's a black thing you wouldn't understand sort of thing.
Campbell gets it. He's run into this kind of skepticism before.
You had to be black to direct black plays. You had to be Latino to direct Latino theater. But I can recall that in England, the perception was that you had to be British to direct Shakespeare.
The reference to Shakespeare is not coincidental.
What Shakespeare did was to take the language of the people and to regularize it enough so that it had a poetic feel. And that's what August Wilson does. He is the great poet, playwright.
I just try to live and let live. My grandmother was like that. She the one that raised me. She didn't care what nobody else done as long as it didn't cross her path. She was a good woman. She taught me most everything I know.
His plays are so well written and so indicative of part of, and a very, very dynamic part of the black experience.
Actor Stuart Elwin Hall agrees with the comparison to Shakespeare.
You know, everybody that attended a Shakespearean play could find something of himself or herself in the characters on stage. Well, same thing, I think, with August Wilson.
And the same thing with all of multi-ethnic theater's productions, finding something of yourself on the stage and finding common ground through theater. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.